Student numbers at Kansas State University are up, and it's one of those good news, bad news scenarios. The fall enrollment of 24,378 set a new record. And to put that into perspective, in the fall 2 years ago, there were 23,588 students enrolled at Kansas State. That is an increase in 2 years of about 700. Kirk Schultz, university president, says it's great to see all the new faces on campus, but finding room for them is a bit of a challenge.
We want to make sure that we got somewhere to house them and feed them and those kinds of student services things. But a growing concern on campuses as we add these students, many who are very academically qualified and gifted, it puts more people in each class, and we want to make sure that we keep the quality of our K-State educational experience very high. So one of our challenges really is, how are we going to add quality academic space to campus, modern classrooms, new structures and facilities that are part of the core part of our academic mission. And I think over the next couple of years, this is going to be something that we're going to spend a lot more fundraising efforts on, because we simply need more academic and office space for our faculty, staff, and students.
Do you have any idea how we compare at this point with, say, other universities around, well, around the state and elsewhere around the country regarding things like internet access, computer access there on campus?
We have a group on campus right now that's putting together a campus master plan that really kind of seeks to say, what does the physical spaces need to look like on our campus for 2030 or something like that? So they start with assessing, do we have enough space simply to service the people that we have here today? Now, when I say people, that's not just teaching space. That's also research space, faculty and staff office space, conference rooms, all those things. And currently we're, I don't know, some percentage short, let's just say 15-20% short of where we should be in just teaching kind of space. Where we're drastically short, we have about a third of the research space that we ought to have, just given the research that we're currently doing on our campus. So if you look at it, we have not added core academic space in about 15 years at Kansas State's campus. So if I shared those enrollment numbers with you, think back to when we were just cresting 20,000, and to say that we've increased by 4,500 students and probably added no core academic space says that this has got to be a high priority for the future.
Do you have any idea, when you say core academic space, just where we would put it?
Well, the campus master plan is going to help with where we would physically place new structures and buildings. But we are in the initial stages of fundraising for a $50 million new College of Business building that would be located off of North Manhattan, kind of behind the president's house. We're going to add another 100,000 square feet of teaching space to our engineering complex through the engineering initiative. We just added a bunch of square footage to Justin Hall, where we added two state-of-the-art large classrooms and some meeting space for students. So we got a couple things like that that are out there, but one of the key things is we need a, for lack of a better term, a teaching building that is focused on just general-purpose classrooms for freshman composition and calculus and all those kinds of things that would be located centrally to campus. And that's the kind of thing that we also have to start planning on and figuring out where we're going to get the money, because we need some of those kinds of things as much as specialized buildings for certain majors.
Do you have any idea, when we talk about growth, and you've talked about the growth in the last few years, what growth at K-State might look like next year, 5 years down the road?
As a matter of fact, the provost, Dr. April Mason, and I were talking about this, and we want to sit down with student life, with international programs, all these different groups on campus, and say, look, what is a reasonable growth number for next year? Is it 100 students? Is it 200 students? Is it 500? What is that number? What's that demographic look like? How can we make sure that we're adding faculty and staff to support those students? And look at it that way. We've really been fortunate to see the growth, but it's been almost organic. We just think it'll be this, and it turns out to be Y, and then we don't have enough sections of things. things. So we want to really talk with campus about enrollment management and being very deliberate about the number of students that we have that come in. So, for example, of those extra students, we have about 100 new international students at the undergraduate level on our campus. Our international programs people say, you know what, that could probably be 150, 175 next year. What is an appropriate number? What does that mix need to look like? And I think those are good questions that we need to spend some time not just answering but communicating and deliberating with on campus.
To accommodate these students, we need space, teaching, living, research space. We need professors, instructors, we need janitors, we need everything. Is the state of Kansas going to be any help?
The state of Kansas has been helpful with certain specific kinds of programs. For example, on the engineering space that I mentioned, we're going to get about $20 million from the state of Kansas for a $40 to $50 million building. So absolutely, there's some help there, but we also got to go out now and hustle $20 or $30 million additional dollars from private dollars to come in to enable us to build the kind of space that we're doing. I don't think you're going to see another building project on the Kansas State campus that it does not have a major private component to it well into the future.
And I know this is a difficult question to answer, but what does that do when private dollars come in that kind of numbers? What does that do to research? Does it skew it? What does it do to teaching? Does it skew it?
The vast majority of the private dollars we get are from individuals, not necessarily corporations or companies or things like that. And so we have been fortunate at Kansas State that we have a set of individuals and donors who have chosen to support the institution without trying to influence, this is what the curriculum needs to be, here's what you need to teach, here's who the football coach needs to be, here's who the president needs to be. Many institutions have not been that fortunate, where they'll have somebody say, well, I'll give you X, but you better do Y. We've been very lucky that we just don't have those kind of donors at Kansas State University, which has made it much easier for us to do the kinds of things we need to without people trying to tell us what to do. However, what it does, and this is the biggest fear I have, I think we're going to do a great job with our business building. We'll have a wonderful business building for our college business. It's the same for engineering. But in a conversation I had with another preeminent leader of a public institution, and we were talking about what we need, this person said, what I really need, Kirk, is a $100 million building in the middle of our campus that's focused on basic teaching, basic laboratories for doing freshman chemistry, freshman biology, things like that. And they said, it's not a sexy project. It's not the kind of thing that appeals to a lot of donors, but it's just a base level need. And I think if we're not careful, those type of facilities become very difficult to figure out how to do when we got to rely so much on private dollars.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.